Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 356 for Monday, April 20th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Monday as gains in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to provide some support. Canola was up $1 to $4, the July contract up $3.30 at $454.50 per ton. With no real fresh fundamental news, the activity was largely technical in nature, with gains in Chicago soybeans helping the canola market see a continued bounce off last week's lows. A lack of significant farmer selling and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures ahead of spring seeding helped underpin the futures as well. Stats Can releases its first acreage estimates of the year on Thursday, and positioning ahead of that report is expected to provide some direction the next few days. However, most industry participants are only anticipating small acreage adjustments compared to last year. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both up, but corn was down slightly. Soybeans are 5 to 9 cents higher, the July contract up 8 at $9.79 per bushel. Speculators covering short positions accounted for some of the strength in beans, as fund traders had been holding a record short position. Expectations for increased demand out of China contributed to the firmer tone in beans, as that country announced adjustments to its lending rates over the weekend that should make it easier for importers to secure financing. However, the big South American crop did remain a bearish influence, limiting the upside potential in beans. For corn, prices were down 1 to 2 cents, the July contract down 2 at $3.84 per bushel. The latest weather forecasts should allow U.S. farmers to make some good seeding progress this next week, with only sporadic showers predicted heading into the end of the month. Declining end-user demand, with some livestock feeders turning to cheaper alternatives, also put pressure on corn. For wheat, prices were up 2 to 9 cents, the July contract in Chicago up 8 at $4.98 per bushel. End-user bargain hunting at the recent lows helped give the wheat market a bit of a boost to start the week. Speculative short covering amid some oversold price sentiment was also supportive. However, the U.S. did miss out on yet another Egyptian tender today, as U.S. prices do remain expensive internationally. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, April 20th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.